Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
A WWE wrestler is out for a few months. What's going on with Team Hell No? And TNA Slammiversary is this weekend. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Kofi Kingston is officially out for the next few months. What's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, he's out for 4 to 8 weeks. You know, he's got some nagging injuries that he's going to have taken care of. And it's kind of nice that, you know, he's going to have the time off. He needs it. And, you know, the mid card there is going to take a slight hit because they don't have nearly the amount of faces that that they do have at the top or bottom. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to make a new star out of his absence.
And one thing also with him being gone, you lose great matches with him. That's what I think that everyone's going to miss about him, because every match he puts on is, you know, almost a 5-star. It gets really close. So it's going to be unfortunate that we won't get to see him for the next few months, actually. So it'll be interesting to see when he comes back. And yeah. I'm thinking SummerSlam, we might see him come back and maybe continue his feud with Ambrose. So let's move on to WWE programming for this week. So Cena versus Ryback is now changed a little bit. They call it the three stages of hell. It's a lumberjack match for the first one. And then what's the second one?
Table match.
And then the third one is an ambulance match. Now, let's say Cena or Ryback goes 2-0. In order to win, they still have to put him in the ambulance, which I thought was really interesting.
No. You don't have to do that.
But
Cena said, after I win the first two, I'll still put him in the ambulance. He didn't say. So it's, look, here's what's going to happen. I will guarantee you that this is going to happen.
Okay.
Cena wins the first fall.
All right.
Because it's a lumberjack match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Cena's going to win because he said that, you know, it's going to be lumberjack. So that way you can't just run out of the ring, you know, like a little baby. And then the second match is a table match. Well, table match, all you have to do is just put him through the table. It's very easy to do, right? You know, Sheamus won his first WWE title by pushing Cena off of the ropes into a table.
Yeah, that's right? Correct.
Yeah. So Ryback wins the second one, and then Cena's going to win the third one. That way Ryback doesn't look too bad because he got one of them, you know. But I want to ask you, what do you think of them changing it from an ambulance match to a three stages of hell match?
This way, when Cena retains, it doesn't make Ryback look as bad. But by Ryback getting pushed so far to the title picture, it makes him look bad because you can't just have Cena drop the title after having it only a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
Is Ryback credible? That's another question then. Is Ryback a credible enough opponent for Cena?
No. I don't believe so.
Who would be credible against Cena?
That's a tough that's a good question. You know, I would like to see Daniel Bryan take him on, but he's doing the feud right now with The Shield.
Well, with The Shield and himself and Kane, yeah. But you think that Daniel Bryan would be somebody who's going to put butts in the seats at this point in time in his career?
Yes. He's young enough. He is young enough that he could do it. He's only 31. It's not like you're pushing Axel, who's 33, and Cena, if I'm correct, is 35.
Wow. I disagree with you on that. I love Daniel Bryan. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
But I disagree with you on that. I really do. I would rather see somebody like Sheamus or Randy Orton, to be honest. I think that would be a better thing for them to do.
Too soon, though. They need to finish their feud out because they're, you know, we all know that Orton's going to end up turning heel, and then him and Sheamus will have a match at SummerSlam. That's what I think is going to happen.
That's the speculation. But Andy, let's move on though to Curtis Axel news. He gets a win last week over Triple H, and this week he gets a win over Cena, albeit, you know, countouts or, you know, no contests wins. Is it smart for him to get those wins over those really huge superstars?
Right now, it's probably the best thing they can do. By them doing this, he can say that he has those wins over him, and then realistically, he could fight Cena after Ryback. And he could say, I already have one win over you, so let me get a...
You talking about like a real feud, though?
I think it could be done. It would look... It would be too soon, but that's what they're pushing for already.
Whoa, I disagree with you. I think that would be a very bad move. I think that you could have him have a match, but you have Cena win the match, of course. But I think that you could do that. I think Axel would work very well if you had a good mid-card division. You know, like let's say the IC title or the US title changed hands on a regular basis. I think that you could throw him in that mix. I think that'd be a good thing to do. I think that you could have him in a feud. I would have said Kofi Kingston originally, but I don't know, maybe even Daniel Bryan, you know, put him in a match against him. Maybe have him take on, you know, the Brutus Clay, people like that. Have him build himself up in that way. But or even Miz, you know?
Well, that's
Miz.
The thing. They're going to blow it, though, with him already. I think they already have by having him get a win over Triple H and Cena.
I'm not as mad about it as I thought I would have been. I don't think it's as bad because they are wins by proxy almost. Because Triple H, that's going to be a whole storyline in itself. And they're going to forget about the fact that he's got a win over him. Same thing with Cena. Cena's is a win because Ryback and him were having, you know, arguments. So I think that'll be a little bit different. But Andy, I want to move on, though, to something I know that you are really interested in talking about. Jericho versus Punk at Payback?
I don't think CM Punk's coming back yet. I think this is all speculation. They're going to tease it and CM Punk won't come back. I wouldn't be surprised if he had like Hornswoggle come out and do the whole CM Punk thing. Say it's clobbering time, and then he goes out and faces Jericho. I think it's almost too soon to bring CM Punk back. It's only been a few months? I don't know if that's enough time.
After WrestleMania. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if it's enough time. You almost want him to, you know, have more rest. Because, you know, after WrestleMania, he didn't show up on that Raw. But then the following Raw, he came out and basically said he quits in a roundabout way. Didn't know what to do.
He didn't say he quit. He basically said that he needed to take some time off. In a roundabout way. My question to you, though, is, Andy, is this smart for them to tease then?
They can tease it all they want, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if CM Punk comes out and says, I'm not ready to wrestle yet. But CM Punk's going to have to come back sooner. He's going to have to come back, you know, as soon as Raw. As soon as, you know, this Monday's Raw. That he would almost have to come back just to say, hey, I'm here. I accept your match or your challenge or whatever. And then that's it.
See, I don't think that he needs to do that. I think that he could just show up at the pay-per-view and it would be fine. In fact, I could see him only showing up at the pay-per-view and then not being at Raw. I could see them doing an angle where he just wrestled that one time. But, you know, that's a few weeks down the road. So we'll talk about that a little bit more once we get closer. Andy, Daniel Bryan and Kane. Are they going to continue feuding with the Shield? Are they going to be feuding with each other? What's going to happen?
Here's one thing that's going to happen. I think that Kane is going to break away and Daniel Bryan will start feuding with Ambrose. Put Ambrose over with the U.S. title. And it wouldn't surprise me if they end up having him some way get in with Wade Barrett and win the IC title. But they're also doing the thing with Fandango where it's teasing where he could be the IC champion, which I think is too soon.
But yeah, I agree with that.
But Team Hell No breaking up. With them breaking up, it'll help out, I think.
Well, you brought up something interesting, which is Dean Ambrose and Daniel Bryan, which I think that could be an interesting feud. So with Kofi out, do you think that it'll be Ambrose-Bryan? Do you see Ambrose going against The Miz? Where do you see Ambrose going in this?
And, I think The Miz is going to have a three-way match. It'll be Miz, Fandango, and Wade Barrett. And most likely, Wade Barrett, well, he won't retain. I think they're going to give it to Fandango, which I think is way too soon for his character right now, but might as well, I guess. They keep doing weirder stuff every week, it seems like.
Yeah, well, I agree that it is too soon. You do not push somebody that quickly who is not an established star. You know, like if Goldberg came in and you put him in the title picture like they did back in 02, that's fine. You know, that makes sense why they would do that. Same thing with Brock Lesnar. You know, he comes in. Yeah, you can do that. He's an established star. Fandango, though, is not. And you know, Johnny Curtis is not, you know, he's okay, but I would not put him in that spotlight yet.
Do you think it's time to actually call Goldberg to see if he's available?
Oh, he probably is. You know, I mean, what else is he doing?
Yeah, that's true. But I kept thinking about it. I was like, why don't they just give Goldberg, you know, X amount of dollars to bring him in a couple of times and have him face Ryback? I mean,
he's filming Ready to Rumble too. So that's
why. And you know what helps actually fund Ready to Rumble 2? It's HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcast, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, here's to 25% off your web hosting packages. Also, over the next few weeks, they're going to give random 51% off your hosting packages as well, so make sure you use the coupon code OFFTHEMARK. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page, and you're going to see a banner for WWEshop.com. Click on that banner and enter in the coupon code WWESAVE10, and you'll save $10 off any order over $70. And make sure you check out HighSpots.com. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling for this week. Samoa Joe takes on Garrett Bischoff. Are they trying to bury Samoa after he comes back? I mean, he was gone for a little bit, then he's back.
Once again, Andy, say that line.
Samoa Joe. Takes on Garrett Bischoff.
Yes.
Did you know something?
Former world heavyweight champion, Samoa Joe.
Yep. Ring of Honor world champion. And
yes. TNA
champion as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's NWA. But either way, Samoa Joe is taking on the son of Eric Bischoff.
Who it just looks like anybody. Looks like a normal guy off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that one, that guy who's such, and also, did you realize that he was gone for a few weeks? It didn't seem Samoa like, Joe. Yeah, it seemed like he was only gone. He like took a month off, came back, and no one realized it. They're like, oh,
yeah, that's not good.
No, that's the thing. And actually, he probably healed a little bit. But to me, it's also like, come on. Is your roster that not, it's not as in depth as you may think. So you're like, well, let's not have Samoa Joe wrestle for a few weeks. Oh, let's bring him in now. Seriously? And have him take on Garrett Bischoff?
Samoa Joe needs to be in a feud with Bully Ray right now. Plain and simple. Samoa Joe next Thursday needs to come out and say, I want a shot at the title, because we know Sting's not going to win. Plain and simple. So you need to have Samoa Joe get a shot. And that's what I would be doing, because Samoa Joe, if you're talking about paying your dues a second time, he's paid them. The fact that he had to take on Garrett Bischoff and he lost, I mean, it was, you know, no contest, but nonetheless, you know, like the fact that he did not win decisively, that says something. That really does.
It says that they don't know how to book. Sorry, Hogan. So Sting and Abyss Light, a.k.a. Joseph Park, takes on 3D and they actually beat him. Now, here's something interesting that was said last week. Sting says, you're seriously going to kayfabe me? Like, they're now letting everyone know, like, yes, you are also Abyss, which I find interesting now because they never really said it before. And now they're saying, yep, you're Abyss. Everyone knows it, you know, but it's going to be interesting to see how that storyline plays out, because I think it'll be like an Incredible Hulk type thing where he's normal here and now he's different there. Grows the hair out, puts a mask on. And I think that'll actually be really cool. I'm actually looking forward with that storyline. But I just can't believe that they were actually able to beat Team 3D, which, of course, means that Sting's not going to win.
Yeah. And another thing that happened in the main event, you see AJ Styles beating Ken Anderson. It was by DQ. And then, of course, a big brawl takes place, which is TNA versus, you know, Aces and Eights. And at that time, we saw 3D get revenge on Sting. So, you know, it was a good way for them to get the heat back. I think that AJ versus Anderson, I mean, that's a pay-per-view quality match. It really is. I think that Anderson has kind of fallen a little bit. You know, if we were giving out awards at this point in time, I would say Anderson's might have fallen from grace wrestler. You know, he was a TNA champion at one point in time. I think he's a two-time TNA champion, in fact. And, you know, now he's just a crony for the Aces and Eights. And I would say, you know, it's not like he's fallen just hard. He's fallen a little bit.
I'm surprised he's still with Ace and Eights, actually. I thought by now that he would have left them. and done something else. But it's interesting that he's, you know, still with them. The one thing, I'm not sure if I'm excited for Slammiversary this year, dude.
By the way, that's this Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday, and I don't, like, when I was watching, you know, I've been, watching a lot of wrestling lately, and when I was watching the shows, they didn't really push it like they have. They'll just say, we're in Boston for Slammiversary, but they don't keep talking, like, usually every match they would talk about Slammiversary. This Sunday, you know, like, well, I guess with the go-home show, I mean, they'll say it, but last week's episode, they didn't. They didn't push Slammiversaries into, like, to me, it didn't seem like it was pushed enough. You would think, at least with WWE, they talk about that pay-per-view. They're already talking about Payback. Payback's in a few more weeks. They've been talking about it and throwing it down our throats, and it's almost like TNA's like, yeah, we got a pay-per-view coming up, and that's it. They don't even, like, even when the Friday pay-per-views, to me, they didn't promote them until, like, the day before. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you can get this pay-per-view for $15. Oh, well, I guess I got plans. I'm not going to get it. Maybe I'll get to catch the replay.
Well, and honestly, I got to say, you know, just small tangent here. The Friday pay-per-views, I miss both of them so far that they've had because I'm working, you know, like most people, it's a Friday night and I'm on West Coast time. So these pay-per-views start at 5 o'clock. I get off work at 5 o'clock. So I'm expected to, you know, I'm going to miss the first half hour by the time I get home. You really want me to pay $15 for 2 hours then? No, I'm not going to. I mean, that's stupid. So
see, what I had to do was I had to get on my DirecTV app and hit record because I get home right at 7 standard, you know, CTS. So that's when I have to tape it. And usually on Fridays, I go work out. So I miss the pay-per-view. So I get home and I have to rewatch it, which is kind of ridiculous. But still, even in your case, you got to sit there and log onto the app, pay for it. And then when you get home, you're just like, oh, well, I saw the spoilers a few weeks ago. I guess it was okay. Which I actually think hurts those. I think they should have been live. Them taping all of them. I mean, yeah, you can get you give wrestlers time off, but come on.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit because I think because they tape them so far away, you know, I had no idea who was going to win. I'm like, I have an idea who, like, this is who I would guess will win, but I don't know for a fact that they'll win. Samoa Joe, Austin Aries, I was thinking, I bet Samoa Joe will probably win this one. You know, that's what I was thinking. I was wrong. Anyway, Andy, Slammiversary, though.
Yep, that's it.
Slammiversary.
It's X Division. Time,
X Division match, Ultimate X, Suicide King, Saban. I mean, this is going to be a huge match, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because Suicide came back and it's portrayed not by Daniels or Kazarian, which I thought was really interesting. They got a guy from, he was in Ring of Honor for, I think his name's TJ Perkins, if I'm correct. He was in Ring of Honor for a while, and then he did some stuff for TNA about 8 months ago, approximately. And now he's back under the mask. And I thought he actually, going back and watching other Suicide stuff when Kazarian and Daniels were under the mask, he actually, I think, fit the character better. And I was pretty excited about that. But yeah, so that match I'm looking forward to, Ultimate X, there's going to be some crazy stuff that happens. Definitely worth the money to get that, you know, the pay-per-view for just that match alone. And then, of course, you're going to end with Bully Ray and Sting. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as I hate to admit this, but I didn't think Bully Ray would. I mean, I thought he'd be the, you know, the Shawn Michaels, but he's really come out and done something, which I'm pretty happy about.
Now, there's actually a few other, at least somewhat big matches. You have Joseph Park taking on D-Von. You know, I think that Park will probably win that one, you know, or Abyss will. You have the Team Aces and Eights versus Team TNA. You know, that one doesn't really matter that much. But I think the other really big match, at least in my opinion, is the four-team elimination match. And I think that this is a really big deal because it's not just four teams, but it's four teams and it's an elimination. So we know that Daniels and Kazarian are going to go out first, you know, plain and simple. And then probably I think that Hernandez and Guerrero will go out second. And then it's going to be Aries and Rude versus Storm and Gunner.
And I'm going to say right now, Storm and Gunner will not win.
I really don't want them to.
There's no point. I mean, you have Matt Morgan Light out there with James Storm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mean with Gunner.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gunner, yeah. He looks like Matt Morgan now. Get rid of the beard, dude.
Or Eric Young, Matt Morgan, Gunner.
Yeah. You have, like, you know, EY at the bottom, the Gunner, and then Matt Morgan. By the way, where's Matt Morgan been?
It's the iPhone, the iPad mini, and the iPad, pretty exactly, much. I mean, yes. Honestly, let's call it what it is, all right?
Yes, for all the Apple fanboys out there, they understand that.
Yeah. And the match of the night, though, Andy, Styles and Angle, that's going to be another really big match. And then, obviously, it's going to culminate with Sting and Bully Ray.
With Brooke Hogan turning on Hogan.
I think that I can, you know, at this point in time right now, I'll say I'm not super excited for the pay-per-view.
Mm-mm.
But I think after it's over, I'll probably be like, wow, that was amazing. You had to have seen that, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Wow, I never saw Brooke turning. Never saw it. Because that's going to happen.
So, Andy.
Yes, Aaron.
Weekly topic.
Yes, Aaron has his 5 dream matches for WrestleMania 30. Let's hear
it. These are matches that could potentially happen. So it's not like, you know, Big Show versus the Giant, Andre the Giant. You know, nothing like that. Chris Benoit versus Daniel Bryan, you know, things like that. But these are, you know, there are few in here that, you know, 3 people who are actually currently under contract with TNA, but could be out of contract, and people who have said that they would come back to WWE. So AJ Styles isn't on this list because I don't ever see him going to WWE, at least not anytime soon. But Andy, number 5. So these are the 5, like, if these were the matches, you know, WrestleMania 30 would just be amazing. Undertaker versus Sting.
I agree.
And that's my number 5. That's okay, number 5.
That's number 5. That's a good one. I would almost say that'd be number 1.
Number 4. Daniel Bryan versus Kurt Angle.
Ooh. Just think of everything they could do in that match. Because they're
Kurt Angle said that he is interested in going back to WWE after his contract is up. So that's why I have that in there, because Sting, his contract could come up. Kurt Angle, same thing. So Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle, I think would be like a wrestling classic. Number 3, Andy, CM Punk, Stone Cold.
That I think will happen.
I think it probably will too.
Because I think Stone Cold will have one match left in him. CM Punk will get a couple stunners. I'm almost wondering, do you dump beer on him, though? That would be the only thing I wouldn't be sure of.
And it's a great storyline leading up to it, too.
Right.
You have Straight Edge versus Drunk. You know? Number 2, Andy. My number 2 dream match for WrestleMania 30. John Cena versus Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Hogan can't do it, though. It would be such a boring match. I mean, Hogan in his prime, great. Not now.
Even 5 years ago, Hogan.
5 years ago, I would say yes, but he's too old now. He can't do it.
And I agree. I agree. You know, that's why this is my number 2, not my number 1. When you have the face of the company now, the guy who has his hand in front of his face versus the guy who has his hand in front of his ear, you know? I mean, come on. My number 1 wish match, the match that I would love to see that would have headlined any other WrestleMania, The Rock versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay, I agree with that one. That would be a really good WrestleMania match. It will never happen because I bet The Rock is done.
Well, and also they hate each other. So, you know, they even said that they will never wrestle. So, and it goes back to DX and the Click and yeah. The Rock not basically being buried a little bit. And so The Rock and HBK just don't like each other. And it's unfortunate because they would have a really good match. HBK is retired. He said that he is not going to come back. But if he ever did against The Rock, I think that would be a really big moneymaker. And I think that a lot of wrestling fans would love to see it.
That, you know, I think it would be nice to see, but I think it's too little too late right now. You know.
Oh, I agree. And some of these matches, don't get me wrong, some of these matches are ones that, well, if they happened 5 years ago or they happened 10 years ago, they would be much better. Sting Undertaker, you have that happen in 98. Oh, my God. That is just, oh, my God.
No, I agree. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to see, it would be nice to see Angle versus Daniels. I mean, that would just be a great match. I mean, just, you can give them 45 minutes and they would steal the show. So you're going to give them 15, it's going to be a quick match. That's what would really happen. But if you have Sting Taker and you're like 30 minutes, it could be an interesting, definitely interesting match. Because, of course, Taker would have to go over. But Sting, I don't think will ever come to the WWE because I think what's going to happen is his claim to fame will be he never wrestled in the WWE.
Yeah, I think that there's a point in time where you just say, you know what? I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. It's like being a 40-year-old virgin, Andy. It's like, you know what? It's just not important to me. I'm 40. All right. Just not important.
You know what? One thing also that we didn't talk about in the news is that the rumor right now going around is that the WWE wants to have a 15-minute pre and post show. Now, if it was like Monday's with the Bret Hart appreciation thing, that was awesome. I thought they did a really good job. It didn't seem like any of the guys were in character. They just said, we appreciate everything you've done. And there was no like, oh my gosh, there's an interruption now. It was a legit thank you for everything you've done. Hand shook, Vince came out, HBK came out, and that was it. It was great. It was almost, to me, it almost seemed way too unscripted. But they did it. I hope they continue to do stuff like that. But anyways, that's completely off topic, but I do like your top five dream matches. I would still have to say that I think my number one would be Sting versus Undertaker. I think that's a great match that'll probably never happen, unfortunately. But yeah, you're right. 98, those two guys went at it. Wow, what a great match. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.